T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now it's our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Representatives Adam Schiff and Katie Porter have launched their first ads in the race for the late Senator Dianne Feinstein seat, and both campaigns seem to be focusing on voters here in the Bay Area. So, Phil, why the Bay Area and not Southern California? Apparently, they're not airing ads in Southern California?
Not only the Bay Area, but to be more specific, Bay Area Democratic women. That's who they're really going after. And are they floating ads in the Southland? Yes, but not to the extent that they are here. Both Katie Porter, a congresswoman from Southern California, Orange County area, and Adam Schiff from Southern California are known down there. Well, as about as well as any politician can be known in Southern California. Let's get honest. They really don't pay that much attention down there. Up here, you've got them plus Barbara Lee running for the Democratic side. You have Steve Garvey on the Republican side. I'm not sure we're going to hear too much by him, because just by having a Republican on his side next to his name, he's probably good for 25% of the vote, which is something that Schiff, Porter, and Lee are trying to get on the Democratic side. So they are looking, and they're launching their TV ads, not just in Northern California, but they're doing it on like Bravo. They're doing it on the Hallmark Channel. They're doing it on the Food Channel. They're doing it on channels that women watch, especially because that is the voter group they're really looking for.
So they're spending a bunch of money?
They are. A couple of million right now. But, you know, this race is sort of this interesting dynamic we have in California, where rather than like the top voter Democrat and the top vote getting Republican square off in the fall, after the March primary, it's going to be the top two vote getters. Like I said, the Republican could be one of those two. So this is a three-way race between Schiff, who's ahead both with money. He's got about $32 million. Katie Porter, who's got about $15 million, and Barbara Lee, that's got about $2 million. Now, you're not going to win the election just on TV commercials and radio spots as we get closer to the primary and the general, but it doesn't hurt because people don't know these politicians. The insiders know him. You know Adam Schiff. He led the fight for, you know, Trump's impeachment. Katie Porter stands up with her whiteboard and demands answers about from Big Pharma. And Barbara Lee, she votes for me, her anti-war stance. But I got to tell you that most people out there in the general public don't know him. So they're going to be spending a lot of money to try to get you to like them without knowing them.
I've seen a Schiff ad. I've seen a Porter ad with her dry erase board. What's noticeably absent is Barbara Lee. Is she spending money on ads yet?
Well, she just doesn't have it. She doesn't have it. I mean, she doesn't have the money for that. She's hoping for a grassroots Bernie Sanders style, who's supporting her as well, push on the progressive side. Now, you're going to see that. You're going to be like Katie Porter saying, it's time to shake up Washington and the status quo. We're going to, you know, no more congressionals won't be allowed to invest in stock markets and things like that. We got to shake up things there. Adam Schiff is more calm. He's saying, you know, rhetoric aside, you can make noise in Congress or you can make change. So he's trying to present himself as this sort of middle ground person. California has a history for swinging to the left, but whichever way it swings, it hangs on the vote of Democratic women, both in Southern California and Northern California. But here in Northern California, we have two things: more of the voters, the Democrats on the Democratic side, and two, our turnout rate is higher. So this is where they want to get in the next couple of weeks. So keep your eyes and ears open because you're going to be seeing a lot of them.
That's KCBS Insider Phil Mateer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.